What's up? It's Weekend Weebs episode 32, May 23rd, 2023. I'm Alonzo, my man Jason.
And what's good?
We back again for another week. Want to start with Demon Slayer. I know you had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, we good. Yeah, yeah.
Finale. It was that was Demon Slayer season 3 finale.
Mid-finale.
50-minute finale. I thought it was 70 minutes. I think it was like 50 or an hour. I don't know. You said it was mid?
It was mid.
Just talk about what, this say like what happened.
It was
about the same thing that happened the whole episode, right?
Yeah, the same thing happened. Pretty much what happened this episode happened last episode. It was just like the end, pretty much. But I don't think it needed to be 50 minutes. And I also don't feel like I think they could have wrapped that up in 20 minutes. I'm just gonna lie. I don't know. Compared to last season, that finale was crazy. Like crazy. And it was two episodes. Cause remember it was like a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Or was there a cliffhanger? I think like I don't remember correctly. I think it was the same episode. And they did like a short cliffhanger, and then it showed the like dust up after the explosion or whatever. But
yeah,
in this one, it was just like whatever. Like they chased after the main body, they caught up to him. Daybreak hit. Tanjiro thought he killed him because he cut his head off, but it wasn't the main body. The main body was shrunken down inside the heart of the bigger body. And after he cut the head off, he was like, oh snap, the sun's coming out. So he went to run to Nezuko to try to, you know, get her out the sun. And then Nezuko was pointing at him like, no, it's not over. And then he's like, what? He looks back and he sees the headless demon chasing after the humans in the sunlight.
Why were they even out there?
Like, I don't know. I don't know why they were out there. They probably just escaped from the, you know, it was rampant, like rampage just going on. So they're like, let's get out of here.
I guess, yeah,
so they probably just ran.
Fish or whatever, but like, why were they out there just watching? They were out there just watching, being nosy.
Yeah, but they were there. I kind of feel like this is not even talking about Nezuko, but it was plot armor on that dude. Because like, how is a demon just sitting in the sunlight? I guess because his main body was inside. So he's not really getting hit by the sun, but even still, that's still a part of him.
Yeah.
So that body should have just, yeah, that body should have just, you know.
Yeah, I don't
been
get
destroyed.
That. Maybe he just had maybe a little bit more invulnerability just because he's a higher level demon. But yeah, I didn't really get that either. Well, he was able to run in the sun.
Able to just run in the sun. And so Tanjiro's like, I don't know who to choose, what to pick, let those people die or let my sister die. And then she pretty much makes the decision for him, kicks him off and tells him like, hey, go, you know, well, it doesn't say it, but go kill him. It's okay. And then he goes and finishes the job. I thought they could have did something a little bit cooler. Like they could have did, I thought he was going to chop his body up like in a better format than just how he did it because it was just one slash. I thought it was going to kind of be like, you know how when Trunks does his burning slash attack? I thought he was going to like slice him up like that. That would have been way sweeter.
Not like a star, huh? But like, not like a star.
Like, yeah, just like, all just over the place though. Like, shing, 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 like all, yeah, chopped his body all up instead of just one slash. I was like, all right. I mean, that's cool, I guess. It was sweet to see him use the thunder breathing, though. That was pretty awesome. That was one cool thing from the episode I liked.
Yeah, when you talk about, like, plot armor and I, like, that was part of it for me, too, where, like, at that point where he, like, uses thunder breathing to catch up, like, the first time he did it, I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Like, this guy is just, like, a generational prodigy at this point.
Like, but they all can use other breathing techniques, though.
Can they?
They just have a main one that they use. Like, that's theirs.
I feel like it's kind of unprecedented to see someone use a different form of breathing besides their own.
But you can train. You can train to use. I wasn't really too worried about him using the other breathing technique, that was just like whatever to me. I don't know. It kind of
Did he
it was
even
cool though
train though? I feel like
because
he just like remembered like him talking about it, and then
talking
he was
about it
like,
and what to
I'm
do.
just gonna do it just
And
for
he was
like being it.
like, he said you have to connect with your muscles. So I'll say this though. I like that because, you know, like I'm into bodybuilding and stuff, and it's something called mind muscle connection. So like when you
Okay.
lift, it's like you really feel, you know, like the muscle that you're working. 'Cause you can go and do a set or you could do a movement and you can, you know, rep it out or do the movement, but are you really feeling the movement? You get what I'm saying? Like, are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, that's cool. But that's not, I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with him. I just thought that was like nice or dope to see, like mind muscle connection. But I don't know, bro. The episode sucked. I'm not gonna say it's like, I'm not gonna say it's like that. I'm exaggerating. But like 50 minutes, I didn't get anything I wanted. I didn't like the backstory of the demon. Like he literally was just an asshole who lied. Like it was no more depth to his character. He was just a dude that lied and he was a bad person.
Was that it? I thought maybe he was like mentally ill or something. Was it just he just lied? Is that
He
it?
just lied. Yeah, he just lied. He was lying about being blind. Remember?
Oh,
He was
yeah.
like, "Oh, I'm blind." He was like, "You're not fucking blind. I can tell." And then he was like, it's like, bro, what? Bro, I thought he was gonna have like you said, like a mental illness or like split personality disorder or something like that, you know. But it was just no. He's just a bad dude that lies. We didn't even see the Love Hashira really fight. I mean, I guess we saw her fight a little bit last episode,
That
but
was my
like.
main gripe with this season, was that we had a whole nother Hashira and we didn't really get to see her fight. Like, literally, we just got to see a little bit episode 11, which was mostly her backstory. She got like knocked out, and then in the end, it just cuts to her about to
About
lose.
to die. She
Yeah.
literally was dead, but just in the nick of time, they killed the main body, so all that stuff just shriveled up. And then, I don't know. The whole Nezuko thing, I mean, I didn't expect her to die, but if she would have died, I felt like it would have made the episode and the impact and the story way better. I feel like, I don't want to say plot armor. I guess they showed signs of her being different compared to other demons. Even though I kind of don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they really showed her being different compared to other demons. I just feel like she's upper moon or upper demon level. Like she has consciousness but doesn't have consciousness. It's like weird. Because like theoretically, all the upper moons, if they wanted to be good guys, they could be good guys. Like they just follow Muzan's orders. Or I'm assuming Muzan can't control her like he can the other. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know all the
Yeah.
details in
Oh,
that,
we don't
but
know who turned her into a demon.
I'm pretty sure it was Muzan.
You think so?
Because he said I can smell him. Remember when he found him in the district or whatever when they were traveling and he was like, I can smell him.
I thought that was
So he
Tanjiro smelling. Muzan could smell
That's what I'm saying. Tanjiro
Nezuko?
smelled Muzan, but he knew Muzan's scent.
Oh, okay. He smelled him before. Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. All right. Yeah.
So yeah. We also find we got Muzan's backstory was pretty good though. We know he's 1,000 years old. It's funny because the doctor he killed is the only doctor that knows about the blue lily and he was like, it's probably not even really a blue lily. It's like not a real flower. It's probably just a name he calls whatever this thing he was creating. Another thing I didn't like is like, why are they all of a sudden just bringing up the fact that it's either the blue lily or a demon that can sustain light? You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was just random. Like, why didn't they just always say he's only looking for two things? You know what I'm saying? They're just like, oh, yeah, you know, he's been doing all this research, but he's also been trying to find a demon that can sustain light.
I don't know if he was he trying to look for a demon that could do that? I thought he
Yeah,
just
he
was
said
looking
he
for a
was
blue
like, I
lily.
found, he was like, it was either this or I finally found a demon that can conquer the light or whatever. So he's like, I don't have to search for this flower anymore. Because he was saying he was, remember he kept Well, in the flashback, he was turning people into demons to try to see if they could, if they were strong enough to basically, you know, be in the sunlight. Because after that happened, he was like, I don't have to force myself to create more demons anymore.
I thought
because
he was,
I found him.
I thought he just kept multiplying demons to try to find the lily.
Nah. He was like, they could be part of that too.
I don't think he ever had an idea of a demon ever being able to live in the sunlight without the lily. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why has the show not said that?
That what? There's a possibility of a demon living in sunlight?
Yeah, in the sunlight, yeah.
I think it's just unprecedented. Like, no demon has ever.
But he wasn't shocked by it, though. Like, when he found out about it, he wasn't like, what? That's possible? He was just like, I finally found someone. Like, he didn't show signs of, wait, you can do that? It was like, ah, yes, finally. Damn, it's been 1,000 years. Took you longer. You know what I'm saying? That's how it felt.
I interpreted it a little differently. I feel like I feel like he was surprised that she was living in the sunlight, but I also feel like he was very happy to find out that she was living in the sunlight.
Yeah, but so I'm just saying, like, he didn't show, to me, he didn't show any like signs of, I didn't know this was possible. It was just like, yes, finally.
Okay. Maybe that's just bad on the actor's part.
Or the horrible writing. I think it's bad writing. I'm not going to lie. I think it's bad writing.
This episode could have been a lot shorter.
Could have been a lot shorter. Could have been a lot better. Nothing good to me really came out of this episode. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know. Like, it was a finale. It was a special, but it didn't feel special, and it didn't feel like a finale.
The only part that got me was when Nezuko did kick him off. I just thought that they did that really good. Just because, like...
That was good. Like, but I kind of knew, like, she wasn't going to die.
I didn't know if she was going to die or not. Because I don't know. I have no spoilers or anything. I mean, obviously...
I didn't have any spoilers either, but I just know the tone of the show. I'm like, they're not going to do this. It would be good if they did this, but I knew it was going to be something. I didn't think she would be able to sustain, like, the light. I thought it would be, like, some... I don't know, like, somebody came in time to cover her up or something like that. Like, because they were all on the freaking, you know, cliff and on the ridge just staring.
Yeah.
I thought it would be something like that, but... I didn't expect her to die. I didn't feel like she died.
Like, she was burning up. I don't know. I was just really torn. Like, that was, like, the only moment where, like, I really didn't know what would happen, per se. And I'm not really mad at the outcome. They didn't really do a good job of showing that it would happen or, like, pointing to maybe it would happen. But I still felt like it got me. And they did, like, a little slideshow with the music and stuff, so that got me. What I would have wanted more from the finale is Kanroji fighting, and besides that, I mean, everything else was whatever. And then the Muzan part was cool too, even though that was only like the last few minutes of the episode.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was the finale. It was a lot more hyped up, probably, than what it actually delivered. And they had, like, a going-away party for Tanjiro, even though everyone worked together to...
Yeah, even though, he wasn't the sole person that saved the day, but... All right. I mean,
it's whatever. They did a going-away party for him. And I don't know, did he officially get the new sword or no?
No, he gave it back because it wasn't done yet, but he'll get it. Once he goes back to where he's going. The other dude wasn't done. He wasn't finished with the sword. That's why he was mad about that. Morichiro gave him the sword when it wasn't done yet.
So hopefully he gets the sword done and gets the hilt. The Rengoku hilt.
Yeah, Rengoku hilt put on it, yeah.
I've heard that next season is supposed to be good. But I hate when shows are like that. It's Hashira training?
Yeah, they're training to become Hashiras. They're all going to go with their own... Well, all of them get split up. Zenitsu, Inosuke, Tanjiro, and even Nezuko all go with one Hashira, and they train with them.
Okay. Well, that
I
would
don't
be
know
cool.
who goes with who, but that would be a good predictor. We should do that. Who do
Who
you
will go with
think?
who? Okay, let me pull
Yeah,
up
who's
the
gonna train under
Huskies.
who?
Because I feel like it would seem obvious, but it's probably going to be very left field. So let me see. So we got, who is alive still? Okay, we got Tengen's gone, but would he train anyone? No, he's like retired.
Yeah, he's
Tengen's
retired. Tengen's
gone.
retired. Rengoku's
Goku's
dead.
dead, and everyone else is dead. Probably not
Everybody
Muichiro. He's
else is
probably
in.
injured or something.
Oh, he'll probably be fine, though. He'll be back.
Probably not Kanroji. Well, I could see
He might
it.
train Nezuko.
That's true. So we got Butterfly Girl, Tomioka, Big Praying Dude, Wind Hashira, Snake Guy.
I don't think the Ginyu's brother is going to train anybody. I think he'll feel like he's too good to train somebody.
I could see that. I could see. Okay, I could see Tanjiro. I feel like the obvious answer would be Genya, but I feel like it wouldn't do something so obvious. I could see
You mean
Tanjiro.
GU?
I'm sorry, yeah, Giyu. I could see Tanjiro going with the big dude with the praying hands.
Yeah.
I don't know his
I
name.
think actually I take back what I said. I think Inosuke is gonna train with with Ginyu's brother.
Okay.
I feel like their personalities match in a way. But Ginyu or but
I
Inosuke
could
is like
see Inosuke
nicer.
training with Tomioka. Just because that little
Really?
exchange they had back in season one in the forest.
Oh yeah, 'cause he saved him, right?
Yeah. And I could see Zenitsu with the insect girl. Because she's the one that saved him back in season one. I don't know. And then Nezuko, I mean, I could see her with Kanroji. That's really the only one I could see being Nezuko being with out of this list of people. Everyone else, I feel like, don't really mess with her like that. Besides Kanroji. And she looks up to Kanroji. And Kanroji didn't really do much in this past season. So I'll be disappointed if she just doesn't do anything for the whole show. She gotta do something. So,
I low-key forgot about her.
yeah.
The butterfly girl. Because I'm thinking of the
Oh,
older
okay.
one.
What older one?
There's two of them. You know,
Wait,
like they're
you
the
talking
one
about
that
Konoha?
remember that helped that trained Tanjiro and them with the other three little girls when they first
Yeah,
came
that's
back.
I think her name's Konoe or something.
That's what you're talking about, right?
No, I was talking about the Hash, like the actual
Oh, the
insect
Hashira one.
Hashira.
Okay. I think
Shinobu,
she'll be
her
training
name.
too with them.
Her name's Shinobu.
I think the other girl will also be training
Whoa, I just
too.
got spoiled. Damn.
What? Who trains with who? It showed it.
Nah, it was just like a Hashira spoil, so I'm not gonna say it.
Oh,
But
okay.
that's warm. Those are my picks.
Was it somebody we know?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I seen it too. Well, I didn't. I don't know for sure
May not
if
be
he
the
comes
same.
back.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's just not
That what
talk
you're talking
about
about?
it. No, wait, who?
Nothing, nothing, nothing,
Okay,
nothing.
yeah. No. We might be talking about different people. But yeah. What would you rate this finale? Out of
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? Dang.
Yeah.
I feel like, when it comes to other, like comparing it to last finale,
I'm
it definitely
comparing it to
wasn't as
last
good.
season. That's what I'm comparing it to. Last season. 6 out of 10. Somebody, Rod, actually, Roger, he made a good point. We were talking about it. I was asking him if he watched the season yet. He was saying he's like 3 episodes behind. And he was like, I low key feel like this season has been filler.
Filler?
Like the season feels like filler. Even though he knows it's not, like, that's how I feel about it, low key. I feel like this season was like just filler. Like, yeah, they fought two upper demons, but when you think about everything that happened during the season, it didn't really, nothing really pushed the storyline during this, during the season until the end, really.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, the only, well, when we look at the season as a whole, like, I guess, like, the main plot points are, like, Muichiro regaining his memory, meeting who the actual, like, swordsmiths are, Tanjiro showing that he is a prodigy,
I mean, this has already been seen, but
no, like,
anyway.
it just gets worse. Like, he's just like a prodigy for some reason, all of a sudden. Who else or what else? Nezuko becoming sun resistant in the end. I don't know any other plot points. Kanroji, we just got a backstory, there wasn't really much there, and I mean, that was like about it. The only thing that really pushed the story forward, I guess, was Tanjiro getting a new sword and Nezuko becoming sun resistant. That's what I'm excited for. Like, I want to see how Muzan is going to try to get Nezuko.
I mean, he could just pull up low key right now. I mean,
That's
they're
what I
leaving,
was
but
thinking. I was like, how hard would it be for him to just pull up on
oh,
Nezuko
but
and
it's
Tanjiro?
daytime though. It's daytime right now.
Yeah. But they gotta
Because I mean,
travel.
he knows where they're at. So,
But I
but
get it.
remember, all the places are hidden because he's been trying to find the main guy for a long time, and he can never find him. He can never track him down. So,
What? Muzan's been trying to find what, the Swordsmith Village?
that and the leader of the Demon Slayer
The
Corps.
master? That dude's probably like about to die at this point.
Yeah, but he can't find his body. He can't find where he's like at because it's all hidden. But he wants to kill him because he's the leader. You killed, cut the head of
Yeah.
the snake.
I guess we'll see next season. What I was about to say is, like, I feel like I got into that, well, the community got into that with My Hero and, like, some other shows where it's like, nah, man, you wait until next season. You think this, and then it just keeps going, like, oh, no, you gotta wait until next season. That's the season where it's gonna be good. And I feel like I don't want Demon Slayer to head into that,
I think
where it's
Demon
just
Slayer only
like,
got two seasons left.
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully these next two seasons are good.
Either two or one season left, yeah.
Because I don't want to get into next season and then they're like, nah, like, it gets good. It's going to get good next time. And then we get like the end of the series and it's just not really all that. But I probably give this episode probably like, I give it an 8 out of 10 just because the Nezuko thing got me. That's like the only thing this episode that got me.
You were about to cry. Had you in the feels.
Nah, there were some tears. I'm not gonna lie. They were showing that side show, slideshow
It
with
sounds so bad.
the
I wish
music.
he would have died.
Well, that would have been
It
see.
would have been way better. It would have added so much more depth and seriousness to the show. Because, like, right now, the only people that have died. All right, Rengoku died. And I felt that. I was like, damn, bruh. That's crazy. Because he was so cool and he just died when we just met him.
Yeah.
But aside from that, who else has died?
No one else has died.
Yeah, so I don't know. Demons don't feel like a real threat, low key. Because they don't
Wait, what
kill
do you mean?
nobody except for civilians.
I mean, yeah, they've killed a lot of background characters. And Rengoku. Rengoku's just like was just like the
He
sacrificial
was a
lamb.
sacrificial lamb,
Yeah.
exactly.
But
Just
at this
to,
point, no one else has died.
they could have, they, I don't know, I was gonna say they could have killed somebody else, but I feel like we would have felt the same way if they would have did it the same way. Like, if, let's say for instance, it was the snake Hashira on the train, right? They would have gave him a backstory, and I'd probably be like, oh, he's kind of cool. And then, but I don't know, because Rengoku was like happy-go-lucky, his personality, so I don't know. I don't know, but
If they killed Tengen, I would have been kind of sad.
yeah,
But if
if
one of the
Tengen died, that would have sucked
Hashira
too.
died in this arc, I wouldn't have been that upset.
Yeah.
Just because there are two of them. And I expected someone to die in this arc, but no one died.
Yeah, I didn't expect anybody to die. I think I said that. I was like, they got too much like power, bro. It's two Hashiras in Tanjiro. I think that's exactly what I said. It's like, what the heck? It's two Hashiras probably in Tanjiro and Nezuko. So,
yeah. If Nezuko did die, that would have, because he, when she pushed him off, he was like, well, this is like my whole reason for being a Demon Slayer.
Yeah, for being a Demon Slayer, yeah.
And that's the thing that I've been saying,
hated for
a long time.
I mean, that's his only relative left. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
It's a valid thing. It's a very valid thing.
You're right.
I'm not upset that that's like his main thing. But now it kind of like, I mean, she's still a demon. She still acts like a child. But like, it's not as bad.
I think
now.
She's normal now. I'm not going to lie. I think she can, because she can talk and everything.
No, she only says like, good morning. Like, she can't like,
all she, that's talk. All she said was good morning. That's the one thing. She didn't speak elsewhere. Like, it was the morning. Good morning.
But that's it. She's not speaking in sentences. Like, she's not talking.
So you don't think she can speak in sentences?
The grade level she should be at. No,
She can talk. I guarantee next season she will be talking
even,
in sentences.
What was the lady? Because they showed the demon doctor lady. She was like,
her blood is different. We gave her blood to this dude that got transformed, and now he's normal.
Yeah, but she also said that Nezuko is like
was childlike,
not focusing. Yeah, it's on childlike. It is not focusing on like maturing. She's focusing on something else, and we don't know what it is.
Well, she didn't say maturing. She just said, like, on her, I guess you can say, self-awareness.
Like, there's got to be something, too, that she's still, like, a child.
I mean, but Muzan can transform into a kid into a grown man, too.
But he's still mentally a grown man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, she's not really showing anything we haven't seen aside from her blood allowing her to stay in the light and save people and transform them back to normal.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's still, like, mentally a child, though.
I mean, we'll see next season. I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure she can form full sentences.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know, man. Because at that point, it's like, I guess he can just keep working to completely turn her into a human. But, like, things have gotten, like, substantially better now that she can just be in the sunlight. Personally, I feel like that would lower my motivation, but that's just me.
You said that would lower your motivation. I mean, I still want to change her back to normal.
Yeah, well, like, we're getting to the point.
I mean, that's
where
if she,
like,
wants to turn back to normal.
That's true too. But she can't really talk to say if she wants to be normal.
That's what we think right now.
They should be pretending not to talk.
Slime. All I'm going to say, is this real?
All you're going to say, what?
In the manga, she says, thanks God, you are okay.
Okay.
To Nezuko. I mean, to Tanjiro.
So you think by next season she's going to be,
that's
like,
all I'm gonna say,
actually having conversations? I guess we'll see next season.
She said, Nezuko, are you all right? She said, oh no, he said that to her. He said that. No, she said that to him. Yeah, are you all right? Thank goodness, right? Literally in the episode,
yeah,
she was
kept
talking.
Saying, thank goodness, bro. She's not having full conversations at this point.
No, and then Tanjiro said, "Thank goodness," back.
And then she keeps saying, "Thank goodness," or something.
No, she said, "Right." So she walked up to him. She was like, "Thank the gods," or "Thank goodness you're all right." Right. Like, with a question mark. Like, thank goodness you're all right, comma, right. And then Tanjiro said back, "Thank goodness you didn't turn to ash and disappear." And then he hugged her.
And okay.
That's the conversation.
And then she goes on to not talk. Like, what do you mean?
I mean, what else she gonna say? What else is there to say?
I don't know. What's up, guys? How you doing? My name's Nezuko. I haven't been talking this whole time.
They know who she is, bro.
Bro. We'll see next season. We'll see if she will actually talk like a real person. Nezuko couldn't do a podcast right now.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. She can't have a conversation. That's all
I'm
saying.
Oh my god, bro. There's plenty of people who can speak that can't do podcasts.
Nah, man. All right, let's get the Vinland.
Yeah,
song,
we've been
man.
On this for 30 minutes, bro. And I wanted to zoom through this because I don't think it was that much to talk about, to be honest.
Nah, it was just complaining, basically.
I'm complaining.
Nah, we were both complaining.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Vinland Saga finale.
That was mid too. Can we talk about that? I'm not gonna lie.
I still feel like last episode was the finale.
Yeah, that was I think what we said or what I described last week or whenever, you know, you uploaded it. I don't know how much time is from this episode to the last episode, but last episode when I was like, I think it'll be like an epilogue kind of deal where like that was the climax and that was, you know, the final thing. But this is just like, hey, here. That's what it really felt like, to be honest.
Yeah. Like,
because he just got there and then nobody remembered him, which I guess kind of makes sense. It's been what, like 15 years. His mom remembered him. His sister didn't remember him, which I was like, I don't know about that. But then I guess, I don't know. She was acting like she didn't even have a brother, low key. She was like, who? I don't even remember his name.
I feel
like
kind
of crazy
acting like that because Leaf had brought several people back by then.
I don't think, like, he brought several people back, though, because she was like, you lied before. You said you met. She was like, you lied or you made up a story and said you saw him, but you couldn't bring him back. That was the last thing she mentioned. But that's because he actually did see him. Remember, he saw him right before Oscalad got killed and he was like, come with me. And then he was like, no, I got to go do something. And then that's when he went to go see Oscalad. And that's when he got he got killed by Canute because he chopped off the king's head. And then that's when he started raging and he didn't go back to the boat. Or they dragged him away and then Leaf didn't see him after that.
Okay.
So I'm assuming he went back and was like, hey, I saw him, but I couldn't bring him back. And they're like, oh, okay. Whatever.
I misinterpreted that. I thought like he actually made up something.
Mm-mm. And then, so,
they get there. There's a guy guarding like the dock. He's like,
yeah. Which is also sus, like, bro, he's with Leaf. Why do you care? Like, why are you acting like you need to impress this dude? Like, what?
I don't know.
Anyway.
This town like, probably has trust issues. I mean, their guy died. Like, Thor's died. They probably have trust issues. And he's like,
15 years ago.
He was like, what'd he say? He's like, oh, you're Thorfinn? What's this guy's name?
Yeah, he asked him. He was like, is it this? He's like, no, that's wrong. It was like, bro, he was like, what, 9?
Yeah, he was like a child. He's like 9, 10 when he left.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure nobody really looks the same to him.
No.
They were all kids.
And he pulls up. They pull to the sister. The sister's like, what? Like, you lying to me again? And then she
chokes
him
in the face.
The sister was like the funniest thing in this episode.
Yeah. The sister was getting on my nerves low key. I'm not going to lie. I feel like they wasted. So I know it was comedic relief, but I just wanted, I don't know. I mean, he got to see his mom. His mom knew who he was. So that was like cool. And also the other guy, the kid he's not a kid anymore, but the guy with the black hair, he was on the boat with Thorfinn when they went to go. Join the army. And he was like, it's funny because before he left, a bunch of people came up to his sister and was like, when I come back, I want you to marry me. But he was the first person to do it, in the black hair, and they have kids and they're together. So I thought that was pretty cool. Full circle.
And then the mom, Yeah, she recognizes Thorfinn. She's like, "You look just like Thor's." And
Which is a
then,
lie,
yeah,
but
he doesn't, but I mean,
anything
there's some
like this man.
similar facial features, I guess.
It's anime.
But
Facial features look the
yeah,
same.
they do have some similar. No, they actually have some, like, you can tell he has a similar face to Thor's when they put him, like, side by side.
Side by side, yeah.
But yeah, they have their little moment, and then yeah, they meet the family, and then the sister. That was like one of the funniest moments when she like punched him, like uppercut him. She's like, "Oh, you're
Yeah,
really
into the
Thorfinn?"
wall and
That
broke the wall.
was really funny.
Remember, I told you she's super strong, though.
Yeah, I didn't know she was that strong. She was like choking him up, like holding him up, a grown man, like by his collar,
I
like in
mean,
the
he's only
air.
like 5'6".
Still, he's still a grown man. What do you mean?
He's a small man.
Nah, he gotta be at least kind of heavy.
Thorfinn?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think he's at least heavy? A little heavy?
No, I don't think he probably weighs like 150 at
That's a lot,
most.
though, to hold up, like a hold up a person like that. 150? To
150 is not a
hold them up
lot.
by their collar? A person?
I could hold up a person by their collar.
Bro.
You could too.
Hold up a 5'6" person by their collar
Yes,
and suspend them in the
yes,
air.
yes.
Bro. Hold up. I don't know about that one. We have to test that one now.
That's 150 pounds attached to a rope. I can definitely raise up 150 pounds by ropes. That's literally what you're
That's
doing.
not the same as a person, though.
It is. It's 150 pounds. It's the
It's
same.
still it's 150 pounds, but it's a little different than like something at the gym.
No, it's not. Okay, how do you think
Okay, let
weight
me put this
works?
in perspective. Like
How do you think weight
someone
works?
like struggling to like drag like a dead body that's like
Mm-hmm.
dead weight, like I don't know, like a 200-pound man, 150-pound person or whatever. It's a little tougher than carrying something like controlled.
Dead weight? What? So what are you saying? The weight distribution is different. That's what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, from that angle, right? A person standing straight up. If
Okay.
you grab them by the collar, you have two handles that are uniform, like they're in the same spot. You raise them up. It's going to feel like 250 pounds because the way you're grabbing it. That's really the problem. Like if you're gonna move something, the weight distribution is a problem. But if the handles are uniform, the weight's gonna feel the same. That's why I said a rope, because you could put a rope where somebody's collars are at, and you could say I'm gonna grab them by this, like I would do their collar or a shirt, and lift them up.
Okay, well, let's say you have okay two ropes with 150 pounds on the ground connected to them.
Right.
That's pretty tough to pull up. Just standing straight up, you're just gonna pull 150 pounds up with ropes.
Yes.
Man, you're gonna break your back.
What?
I don't see that, bro. I don't see that.
Oh my God.
I know you're gonna break your
Oh my
back,
God.
man. You're gonna.
Oh my God. You said I'm gonna break my back? You act like
You
you, bruh, you can, okay, you have other, you can use your whole body, Lonzo. It's not just your arms. You have your
I know you
legs,
can
your.
squat down and do that, but she literally just like choke slammed them.
So, all right. So when you see, let's say somebody pushes, I mean, you play football, you've seen this. Like what? They pick
Yeah.
people up all the time.
Like who gets picked up? What do you
Like
mean?
let's say for instance, a lineman, right? He
Right.
mushes you on the line, right?
Okay.
Sometimes, I mean, they're big dudes. Obviously, they're super strong. But I'm saying if you like dumb it down, they're moving like other 300-pound dudes, right? So let's say she's probably 150. She probably weighs 152. She probably weighs the same as her brother. Let's be honest. She could. I'm not gonna go into like the dynamics of it, but all I'm saying is, I don't think it's insanely hard to see somebody raise a 150-pound man up in the sky by his collar. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. And I'm just going to leave it there. I don't know how to explain it without doing like a field test. To like show it. I got to think of someone who's like 150 and try to think if I could lift them off the ground by their collar. I'm going to ask one of my girl's friends or something.
Strangle them? Hey, can I strangle you in the air real quick? Can I strangle you in the air real quick?
You got some short friends? Okay. But yeah, we'll move on. I mean, what else happened? He told
his story to everybody, like what happened over the years, like everything. And he was like, I'm leaving again because I want to find Vinland. And, yeah. And Leaf's going to help him. And so is Einar.
Okay, yeah. And then sees Thor's in the flashback in a field or something. And then he's out by the lights. Not the lights, but... Well, they are lights. But though, I don't want to say Arctic. Like the winter, whatever continent that is, like the lights in the sky, whatever. I don't know what they're called. He's just out there. Einar comes out with him and he's like, it's really cold. I'm going to go back in the house. And I think they just talk about Vinland some more. Another flashback with Thor's. Not really flashback, more like a premonition. Daughter and mother looking at Thor's like broken sword. Then there's like a flashback to a few of them, like Askeladd and Leif, and then when they were like younger. And then Thorfinn comes out and he's baby face, and that's the end.
Yep.
How you feel about Thorfinn beardless?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, that's how we've seen him for the most of Loki this season. He didn't get a beard until like second half of the season, I want to say, because they did that time skip.
That's true.
He had like a goatee. Didn't he have a goatee and then he got a beard? Or no, he always had a goatee.
I think he had a
goatee.
Beard post time skip, right? Did he have any facial hair in the beginning?
I don't think he didn't have any facial hair when Einar met him, but he only had a goatee. He only had that goatee. He didn't have a full beard.
Okay. I was getting my names mixed up. I thought that was a beard. Goatee. And then now he looks like three different characters.
You said he looks like three different characters? He's getting older.
I know. I don't know how much time has passed, though. But definitely looks different. But you said it was mid?
Yeah. I didn't like how his sister didn't know who he was. That was kind of just... Like, I feel like they were dragging it. Like, all right, the first time it was cool. But then they did it again. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I thought this episode was all right. I guess next episode he's just going to find Vinland. Or not next episode, but next season. I guess it'll just be them traveling. Maybe we'll get traveling from place to place trying to find it. Something like that. But how do you feel about
it? Yeah, it's called Western Expansion. Or Western Expedition. Arc.
How'd you rate the finale?
Finale. Is that what you're gonna say? Finale.
Yeah, finale.
6 out of 10.
Yeah, I gave it like a 5 out of 10. It was okay. It was just like, like you're saying, it's kind of just like a epilogue or prologue, whatever.
It's like here. See him at his homeland.
Last episode, I'm going to go with that's the finale. This is season 3, episode 1 to me. It just didn't feel like a finale at all. But, you know, it's all right. Still got 2 more shows. Maybe they'll have great finales. You never know.
Yep. And both these shows had some weird tones in them this week.
Villain is whatever. You want to talk about... Well, why don't we just do Heavenly Delusion? Let's just get it out of the way.
Sorry. Yeah, we can get it out the way. It was going good. It was a good episode. I liked it. up until the end, honestly. I mean, I still like the end, but it was just like, ah, damn.
Yeah, it was just, I think the whole community felt this way.
Really? You didn't like, you felt like it was weird?
I didn't know. I didn't dislike the ending. I dislike.
No, I'm talking about the community, like the.
Like Heavenly Delusion community?
Yeah, because you said, you were like, I was like, the ending was like weird. Because I was like, ah, this is good. And then the ending was weird. And you're like, I felt that way about the whole community. So, like, no, you felt like the town was just weird? Or
no, I mean, like, the Heavenly Delusion, like, fans. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I feel like, from what I was seeing online, everyone was kind of felt, like, blindsided and just like, what the heck just happened? And like,
I'll say this, when she went to go talk to him, like before the super weird stuff started happening, I was like, this dude is kind of weird, because he kept like standing up and sitting back down, and then grabbing her shoulders and standing up and sitting back down, like when they first started talking. I'm like, this dude is moving weird, bro. He was just like, I don't know, it was just weird. He was giving me like creepy vibes.
I also felt like he was not gonna be a good guy. I called it.
Yeah, you said that. You said that
when we.
You think he remembered him wrong because he was a little kid, or do you think he changed?
I feel like he remembered him wrong. I don't know. Well, no, I feel like he probably. I mean, he's a little kid, so really, he had no idea of really knowing him per se. He just kind of looked up to him. But
ran the orphanage. He was the leader when they went to go fight man-eaters. He helped set up stuff.
He could have very well been like this the whole time. We just didn't know, or he just didn't know per se. Like, you can be a good guy publicly and then
right
in private be terrible. So I don't know. I feel like he may have been kind of like this the whole time. I mean, as soon as he saw her, well, it's really him, but as soon as he saw her, like, her body, I feel like he had the idea the whole time.
Talking about some guy. It's like, no, let me stop.
What was that?
Guy.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's just like it's short for like goddamn. Like when you see something like a girl, or it's mainly when a girl got like a nice butt, dude be like, yeah. But like Twitter and TikTok, they've taken it, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'll say this: some stuff needs to just stay within a certain. Sounds so crazy to say a certain community, bro, because like once it leaves, people take it and they use it in like weird ways, and they try to change the form of what it means, and they use it wrong. Like,
where did it even come from? Like, I just like AAVE pop up,
because you know what AAVE is, right? In Ebonics.
Yeah.
So you know how like sometimes. I'm not, no disrespect to no white people, if there's white people that are listening to this, but sometimes white people start using AAVE or Ebonics and they use it in the weirdest ways and they don't use it right. And that's pretty much what happened with GOT. Like, that's where it is now. Like, people just use it in weird ways and they like made it a noun now, which is like, what? Like, that's a GOT. That's what they be saying. And it's like, bro, what? That makes no sense.
I'm glad I haven't heard this in real life.
It's an expression of like, yeah, but that's basically what I was saying when he seen her, when you said he saw her body and he was already thinking about it. He was like, yeah.
That's a bad one, though. That's not a
good one. That's a bad one. Yeah. That's a bad one. It's a joke. Like, I'm, you know, obviously it doesn't mean that, but that's what he was thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
You don't have to put this in if you don't want to.
I know people take it. I've just seen it on the internet. I've never actually heard it. Like, I've heard people say like "goddamn," but I've never heard people say like "gat" whatever got in real life until just now.
No, yeah. It's not like a, you know, like people don't use, I mean, some people have social media is their personality and they use that stuff in real life, but that's not, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I try not to be around those type of people. I do see it online. I know what you're talking about. But I'm gonna describe this horrific episode. So yeah, so they go to this community where I think they heard that Robin was at, looking for them. And then they find out it's like a regular like functioning community. They have their own currency. They have to get like they have to check in and get their ID, and then they get like some free like 5 currency or whatever. It's just like little wood blocks with like shapes on them, different colors. And then I think she shows them the picture of Robin, or he, Kiriko, shows them the picture of Robin, and then they're like, "How do you know this person?" And I don't remember all the dialogue, but
She was like, "Oh, I knew him when I was younger. No, we got split up." And they were like, "What's his name?" And they were like, "All right, give us 1 second." Then they called. He was like, "Oh yeah, he'll meet you in 2 hours." Over by the
yeah,
water thing, the
he's the
water place.
chief.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll call the chief, and they're like, "You'll meet up in 2 hours." So then, what happens? Then Kiriko and Maru get their, like their own rooms. I think everyone has like their own rooms. You just like pick one if it doesn't have like this little badge on the
Yeah,
door.
if it's nobody occupying it, you can just pick one and then hang that thing on the door like, "Hey, somebody's in here."
Yeah. So then they go, and then it cuts to the school. A giant
All hell breaking loose.
thing just comes through the top. What do you think that is? Or where do you think that came from?
The woman in the wheelchair was like, "They're attacking us or something." So maybe somebody did attack them. Or maybe the computer itself did something. 'Cause remember they couldn't even turn on any of the they couldn't get access to any of the technology. It was like they were
Yeah.
all their permissions were locked out. And then it cut all cut back on after the kids made it outside. So maybe like the computer or the building, the AI sent like a message like, "Hey, the time is now. Come drop a bomb."
Like it was just like a giant like pillar or something.
It
Just dropped through.
looked like the ceiling just fell.
That might have been it too. I thought maybe it was like a terrorist attack, like a government attack or something. I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, that happens, and then obviously everyone is like running, and then the old lady's like, "Push me, come on, get me out of here." And then she like jumps out of the chair and starts
Yeah,
running.
and she was like, "Oh, you can run," and then the woman pushing it died. I'm like, "Bro, you freaking out? Just got yourself killed."
Bro, she started running. And then the doctor with like the glasses that was like watching the babies, the Maru babies, they got switched up, and he was like, "I don't know which one it is." And then he like drew a
Yeah,
circle
which is like
on one of
very
their
dumb. Why
feet.
would you just put them in different? I mean, I guess they had the names on the thing, but like, why would you not just put them in different clothes?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because like, even if you pick them up, you can still mix them.
Yeah. I don't know. Put twins in identical clothes. I hate when twins wear similar clothes or have similar hairstyles. Like I hate when twins like dress the same. I've always had trouble picking.
Why they're twins? They're identical. They probably, you know, like the same stuff.
But like I feel like if I had a twin, I wouldn't want to dress the same as them or wear the same hairstyle as them. Because like I've never been able to like pick apart, like when I met twins, I've never been able to pick apart which one is which.
I mean, they all have like, you know, well, unless they're just it completely the same, but if you're around some twins long enough, you could probably determine who is who. Like based on mannerisms, how they talk, what they do.
I went the whole year being in this like dorm room like
Oh,
club
twins.
with twins. I could not tell them apart whole year. I could, granted, I didn't spend that much personal time with them. It was just like once a week, like meetings, but still,
Oh,
like
yes. Oh,
I
yes.
could not pick them apart. But yeah, so everyone's running from the building, obviously, because it's being destroyed. The adults are like, "What's going on?" Like, we have no idea. And then what else is happening? And it cuts away again, and Kiriko and Robin meet, and they're just like, I guess, like,
Well,
what is even
first
the
he asked
conversation?
if you want to meet him by yourself.
Oh, Mara did.
Maru, yeah. He's like, I'm assuming you want to go meet him by himself, 'cause she kept talking to herself, or he kept talking to himself, and he was like, "You're acting weird," so he can obviously tell like she's excited, or he's excited to go meet his childhood hero, who,
Not of his like
hey,
Homelander
hey, that's crazy, but
vibes.
and she leaves, and she's sprinting there. I'm like, why are you sprinting,
She's
like?
so he was so excited to
Yeah, and he goes early. He gets there early too. Like, bro, relax. Sprinting gets there. They let him cross over the bridge. Maru goes to get some food. He gets like a pot of noodles, and then it was like these two girls outside. It's like,
Oh,
hey, you
yeah.
want to eat with us or drink with us or something? He's like, ah, no, I'm good. They were like, what?
But then they
Why?
like
He's
flash him.
like, no, they didn't flash him, but they just look like some hookers. I'm not gonna lie, they look like.
No, they did
Two.
flash him, I swear.
They had
Yeah,
a
they
cover
did.
over them, but she wasn't naked. They weren't naked.
Oh, okay.
They
They
might have had
sure.
like small clothing on, but they weren't naked though. And then, 'cause they were like, "Oh, you're handsome," or something like that. Like, why are you out here alone? You want to eat with us? And he was like, "No, nah, I'm good. Get back to my place." He's a. I don't know. He really wants Kiriko. That's what I will say.
Yeah.
Because remember with the King of Hotels, he was like, all right, sure, whatever. Like, I'm down. He was
No,
like,
he
I'm
wasn't.
down.
He wasn't down
Remember?
for the King of Hotels.
Yeah, he was okay with it, but then she started getting like creepy.
I thought he was like weirded out the whole time.
Was he weirded out the whole? I thought he
I'm
got
pretty
super weirded
sure.
out when he touched her chest, and then it went
Oh.
to the, remember, the
Yeah.
dive, the fatal dive thing happened? Because he's like, all right, yeah, like,
Maybe he wasn't creeped out, but she was kind of like rushing. And
yeah, she was, yeah, definitely
then he
pushy,
like
pushy, pushy.
accidentally like went inside her.
Almost killed her.
Yeah.
Almost killed that girl. But then he gets back, and then he's just sitting looking at the ceiling, and then that's when Kiriko sees Robin and he yells out, "Robin!" And then he looks like, oh yeah, and then he's talking, and he's like, all right, wait right here, I'll be back. And then they talk, and he can tell that it's the boy in the girl's body, because he's like, all your mannerisms and the way you like move and talk is just like him, but your body is hers. And then he was like, knowing the doctor, he definitely could do something like that. And he was like, all right, well, we can continue talking. Just go shower real quick, you know, get cleaned up. I'll take your clothes and wash them. He didn't take them to wash them. He just took them so she'll be naked. And then she gets done showering and stuff, and he's like, oh yeah, just come down the hall, you know, come in here. And he's like, all right. He's like, yeah, your clothes are all dry. And then he chains her up to the bed and proceeds to, yeah. Well, we don't know if he fully did it yet, but he was like rubbing on her all weird. He definitely sexually assaulted her. He has not technically, from what we know, raped her yet, but
Wait, what?
I'm saying, like, you can be
I
sexually
think he
assaulted and
has
not
raped
raped.
her. Is he not raping her?
I don't think he like has done the deed like fully yet. They didn't show that,
Didn't
but she was
show
naked.
her,
He was
but I'm
naked.
pretty sure he has.
I don't
Or
know if he fully.
is.
I don't know. I feel like old dude might save the day, like before it happens.
Who,
That's what I'm
Maru?
predicting. Yeah, but I don't know. It might not. I really don't want her to get raped at all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think that he's
You think it's already
already,
done? The
yeah, I'm
deed is
pretty
already done?
sure.
Yeah, I hope it's not. I hope it's not. This is me hope, like, this is optimistic thinking, but
Yeah.
it might be over. That sounds so bad. I
Over.
mean, it is bad. It might be over though. It might be over.
I think what was the most heartbreaking
And remember,
thing?
he was like, look at yourself in the mirror. Who are you? And then he saw himself as a boy, and then it transformed to his sister. And then he was like, this body isn't yours. This is, what's her name? And he was like, your sister would want this or something. Something weird. I'm like, all right,
No,
bro, this dude is.
he was like, you're about to watch me like do this to your sister.
Yeah.
Something
And
like that.
I'm like, all right, bro.
It was just some weird stuff. It was some very weird stuff. It was like it was assault and I mean kind of pedophilia. I don't know. It's just
Nah, yeah,
a
well,
lot of codes broken here that I don't
I don't
think.
think it's pedophilia because I think he is 20. He was like, I'm 20.
Like the kid would be like the
Yeah,
boy would
remember
be
when
20.
Maru and Kiriko were talking? He was like, oh, I'm 20, but oh, I'm 21. Oh, I'm 18. Oh, I'm 20. All the
He
ranges
doesn't
that
know how old
Kiriko
he is.
said was like between 18 and up though. So he's
Yeah.
grown. I mean, not that that makes it better. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, yeah.
But
It's like one less charge,
yeah.
I
The act is
guess.
still horrible.
Yeah.
But it's like even worse against a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the worst thing possible. Like, don't give me, you feel me? I don't need nobody clipping nothing, you know what I'm saying? I am not, no, it's none of that. I'm just saying, you know, a kid and a
No,
grown
I understand.
person, yeah,
In
yeah.
the court of law, it would be less charges.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is very heartbreaking for me. I thought about this a lot after the episode was over, and I was very sad. It just
Yeah,
felt like
I
I
was
was
like, dang, bruh.
just like disgusted. Really, it stuck with me for that night after I watched it. I thought about it for the rest of the day, and I was just like, that just really sucked to
Yeah.
see. And I feel like part of why it hit so hard also is because like there wasn't really a precedent for it, and like nothing, like up until this
Nothing led up
point,
to that or
nothing
showed.
really bad has happened to like the main characters.
Yeah.
Like no one has really been like seriously injured or died or anything. Like they've gotten out of like every situation that they've been into, and they've been in a lot of situations up until like this point. But like she didn't bring her gun,
Yeah.
and
I
Maru
don't think
was
they would have
like,
let her anyway because they patted her down before she got across.
yeah,
But
and she's just like completely helpless. It just sucked. Then I don't know what's gonna happen next episode. I'm glad this wasn't the finale though, because I would have been
that would have been
very
crazy.
sad.
Niggas would have stopped watching the show. The show would not be, bro. I don't think if that was the last episode, I think so many people would stop watching it. Like,
Yeah. So I'm glad that this was not the finale that I thought it was going to be for that week. And then after that,
you
oh
think she's
wait.
going to tell Maru?
I think she will. I mean, I don't even know how she's going to get out of there. You think he's just going to let her go?
I mean, yeah. You think he's going to kill her or something after?
I don't know. Kill
You
her,
got to remember,
capture
these dudes,
her.
like, he's probably going to be like, oh, she's lying. I don't know her. I don't know how she got this picture. Like, when she tries to, if she does try to tell people. Or he's going to, like, blackmail her or something. I feel like.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. That's like, I guess that's what I like about this show. 'Cause I thought maybe he
All
would
I
just
know is
like
Maru
capture
need
her
to
or
up
something.
tool
That's what I'm saying.
and
I'm like,
drop
bro,
that
no one
man.
needs to kill her. This is the one character
Bro,
in
he
this
gotta die,
show.
bro. He has to die, bro.
This is
Like,
why like someone was saying like he's on like the list of like most hated anime characters of 2023.
yeah.
He's probably my most hated anime character of 2023 at this point. Like
Yeah,
I want
by
him
far.
to see justice. And it sucks because he's also the voice actor for Zoro from One Piece.
Oh, really? I don't watch that, so.
Yeah, but
So you're gonna think of him every time you see Zoro?
I'm not gonna think
Every
of him,
time you
but it just sucks that the range. I respect the range in character though. I respect it. But besides that, the only other thing that happened, I think they left the school. Like some of them left, right? Or they're
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
there's a
They
fence,
well, they I
but.
don't know if they left, but they just walked outside and they saw the sky and they're like, "Why is the ceiling so high?"
Oh yeah. That was cool.
And they was like, "It's like I'm looking to the into like the ocean or something like that." Even though like how do you know what the ocean is
Don't
if you don't know what the sky is? You know what I'm
know.
saying? Like
Yeah, that is
we just
weird.
gone. It's you know, okay.
Maybe textbooks or something.
Interesting
I don't
choice of
know.
words.
I mean, they gotta have some idea of like water at the very least.
Yeah, but all they
They
know
draw
is
like
water
fish
in
and
the pool
stuff.
and they drink it.
Yeah. I guess they wouldn't really know the ocean. I don't know what they'd be learning in those classrooms, to be honest.
And then they saved the younger kids and told them to stay there, and then they went to look into the hole.
Do you think the people, that stayed are gonna all die? And then the people
No, I think
outside
they'll
maybe
build the
will
school
live.
back up and close the hole up, but there's going to be a lot of questions. I think it'll be definitely different. So I don't think everybody who stays inside is going to die. I think everybody who stays inside will be fine, but I think eventually the school, like later in the future, is going to fall apart. And
You
I
don't think
think
this is
that.
the part where it falls apart?
No, I think this is the part where it falls apart, but I don't think it'll be like, because you got to remember, it's still adults there. They still got technology, they got power and everything. So I think they're going to try to rebuild. So I don't think it's completely done, but I think the kids that left are gone. If they do leave fully right now, or it might be a thing like, you know, some more, they all come, like they go outside, they seen the outside, but then they decide to go back in. And then later, when they get a little bit more older, they decide like, hey, you guys remember about the outside? Let's try to go there again, like outside and explore. 'Cause they like know it's more out there, but they're not ready to leave now, maybe. This is like I don't know. It would be a lot to do that in one episode, but they do time skips in this show anyway. So
I feel like my prediction, I feel like the kids that go outside are gonna live. I feel like the one, I feel like everyone in that building, well, not everyone, I don't know. I guess it depends how much it like crumbles.
I mean, only
But
the ceiling. It was only the ceiling in the middle. The rest of the place was fine.
yeah, that's true. But we still don't know if it's just a man eater on the inside thing or a man eater on the outside and inside.
Like in the world in general.
Yeah. So
I
I don't
think this
know.
is where the man-eaters escape.
Well, I guess we'll see then.
Or, I mean, you could be right, because if they all have man-eater, if they all died, then that's how all the man-eaters start showing up.
Yeah, that's true too. If they die inside,
Yeah.
then they all escape. Guess we'll see. Hell's Paradise, I actually really enjoyed this week.
This episode was really good.
So let me see. Do you
I
want
told you, he was
to
going to get back up. I'm like, I don't think he's done.
with the band chief?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy about that. He's kind of silly, though. He just keeps.
And I was right. I was right, bro. Remember I was like, then maybe I was wrong, but remember I was like, he'll come out and he'll be like mixed with those things and he'll be like
Yeah.
part monster but not monster but still like maintain his consciousness a little bit. But his brother was saying like, I don't think he's the same. So I was right about that. I was right. I was right.
Yeah, so like the band chief was like, it was from him eating it, right? He was like eating stuff
Either from him
down
eating it
there.
or the other dude thinks it's because he was in that hole and the vines got on him, but they didn't like consume his body fully. I think it might be because he's eating them, like you were saying. 'Cause you're like, he's eating that stuff, so maybe that's, you know, transforming him. So that could be it. I do think you might have been right on that, like it's 'cause he keeps eating them.
So, this episode also had one of the funniest moments this week for me. So yeah, the band chief, he's regenerating like the Tenzin are. He's got like these vine tattoos
Tattoos,
on him.
markings, the curse mark.
Yeah, basically. He starts beating up the yellow robed, like half monster. I forgot what they're called. I think it starts with an S, but he starts beating them up, the guy who's explaining Tao, basically, and then they're going back and forth, and then he's, like, figuring out really fast, like, how Tao works.
Yeah. Well, he can see it. He can see it now. He still doesn't really understand it, but he can see it, and he's like, I gotta hit you with Tao to stop your Tao, basically.
Yeah. So then they fight, and it's just this really funny moment where, like, he gets knocked down, and then he gets up and, like, punches him, like, really, like, abruptly. And he's like, oh, so you can be killed. And then he, like, punches him with Tao. And then the guy, yeah, like, the voice actor is like, oh! It was really funny. I gotta, like, pull that part up. That was really funny. So, yeah, that happens. And then they switch back over to Gabimaru and his group. And then they get, like, this explanation. Can you remember what they were talking about? I just know it was weird.
Oh, with Gabimaru and them. So, basically, we find out Tao was made by, like, the main guy who is the leader of the Tenzin. That dude, I guess he developed it or he figured it out. And basically every person has yin and yang because Tao is, like, the connection to the universe and all that stuff, right? Like, it's your Tao is everywhere. And men and women have yin and yang. And basically to increase your Tao or to make it stronger, you have to have a relationship between both, and the way to do that is through sex. And so the girl with the pink hair, right, she's a Tenzin, but she only has yin, or she only has one of them, right? She doesn't have yin and
she
yang
only has, yeah,
but all the other Tenzins have both. That's why they can, you know, shapeshift and go from male to female. And basically he, you know, exiled her because she only had one. He was like, all right, look, we can either kill you or he was like, you can be banished, we can kill you, or you're going to have to stay here and train with those dudes, because they, you know, they're not like the Tenzins. They only have yang because they're dudes. And he was like, you can be their training partner, which translates to just have sex with them so they can get stronger Tao over, like, for a long period of time. And it's like, it's weird because, like, obviously it's like, oh, what the heck, that's, you know, that's gross. But in their mind, because, you know, like, they don't know anything else other than, like, they're just looking at it like, I just need my Tao to get stronger. Like, it's not a sexual, it's not a relationship kind of thing. It's just an act that we do to get our Tao up, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, like, when they're explaining it, they're like, there's nothing wrong with this. But to Gabimaru, the hook guy, and everybody else, they're like, yeah, I'm gonna need you to just stop talking.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna just need you to stop talking. Like, what are you saying right now?
Cultural difference there.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? And so that's basically that. Like, you can, it's kind of weird because, like, to do Tao, you have to be strong and weak. You have to have, like, a balance of both. You can't be overly aggressive and you can't be overly peaceful. It's kind of like, it's literally yin and yang, like, perfect balance. You have to maintain perfect balance. And that's pretty much it. And everybody can connect to it, but, you know, it takes some training and some work, unless you're Gabimaru and you're just goated. You can do that shit like it's nothing. But then again, they also said, because the ninja place he came from, they do a bunch of different, you know, like, techniques and types of training. So he does crazy shit all the time anyway. And he was kind of already saying, like, I've done all this other kind of training with these other techniques, but nobody ever explained or talked about Tao. So for him to pick it up, it was just like, it's not that, you know, like, it's not that hard. Like, I could do this. And especially after the person showed it to him, like, hey, he was like, he's like, be calm or whatever. Do you see it? And then once he got a feel, like, once he felt it, he was like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Say less. And then he just he went crazy, bro. He killed both of the dudes, and then the dude almost hopped in and almost got himself killed, and he had to, like, teleport and kill him, and then he let him, like, cut the other guy up. But Gabimaru was just, like, goated, bro. He's just, like, crazy, crazy good at everything.
He already had, like, the aggressive, like, strength part down.
Yeah.
He just never thought to be weak or think calmly.
He thought weakness, or, like, and he has a new perspective on, like, that feeling of wanting to save people. Because at first he viewed it as weakness, but then he had to flashback to his person, his executor.
Oh,
okay. I forgot her name. And he was Sagiri. Like, that's what she meant. She was like, that's strength. That's not weakness. That's strength. And he was like, oh, That's what she was talking about. And so yeah.
So now he's balanced and he's, I mean, obviously very powerful. He beat both of them by himself. And they both had like these weird forms.
They had
like
butterflies and centipedes.
Yeah.
All over him.
One dude turned into the centipede man. The other one just turns into a big butterfly. And he killed both of them by himself. So, so now we got two people in No Tao.
But I feel like there's really like three people. Four, because right now it's four. Because the guy who's the executioner for the hook person, he was like, yeah, she showed me it. I can show you.
And you think like, he can do it?
I think he can do it, but I don't think he can do it like Gabimaru. But I think he can tap into it. Kind of like how the blind dude, he can see it, but he can't use it. Like, he understands it, but he can't use it. But we know the Bandit Chief and Gabimaru, they can for sure use it. And I think all of the survivors, like the remaining survivors, will figure it out. Honestly. Because, I mean, they're going to need to. Unless Gabimaru just... I ain't going to lie. Maybe Gabimaru and the Bandit Chief could really just kill everybody. Like, all the Tensons. They might only really just need them
just
to.
Just by themselves?
Yeah, because... Think about it. Gabimaru almost killed that Tenzin low-key without using Tao. Like, now that he knows Tao, he's definitely... That one's dead.
Yeah, he
like,
would have beat him.
Yeah, he would have beat him easily. And then the Bandit Chief, I think he can probably kill one of them, too. But I do think they'll get progressively stronger. Like, each Tenzin is, you know... You got the weaker ones and then the stronger ones. And then the other people were traveling because they were looking for Gabimaru, and they ran into another Tenzin. And he killed the tree dude right away. Like, instantly. Yeah.
And who's in that group? Is it Sagiri, the other retainer, and the Kanoshi?
Yeah, the retainer with the glasses, the other ninja. I don't really know the names, that's why I'm describing them. But
yeah,
I think you named everybody. And then, like you said, the tree guy.
And the... That's kind of a weak group.
Yeah, that is a weak group. But remember what I said? I think that ninja girl is actually, like, crazy.
She might be. She might be holding back. And it's like,
and then
finale.
I think what's her name will be okay. Like, she'll fight because, you know, she's like, this is a monster, not a criminal. I gotta get him out of here. Or no. She second guesses killing who did she second guess killing?
She second guessed killing monsters.
Monster,
criminals
yeah.
She was okay with.
Yeah. So she might fold under pressure. But they might make her figure it out too next episode. On some like, what was that guy talking about? And
which
then
guy?
I'm saying that's what she'll say, because the tree dude
like
was explaining to her while they were traveling, and she'll remember like, oh, what was he saying? All right, let me try this, and then she'll probably tap into it too.
Hopefully, and it's the finale, so I have high.
Oh, it is a finale. It don't feel like next. That's crazy, low key.
Oh wait, is it? No, it is the finale. It's the finale.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I forgot about that. That this is about to end too, because it doesn't feel like this. It doesn't feel like it's leading up to a finale, is what I'm saying. Like it feels like there's still episodes left to do stuff.
So I got high expectations, even though I feel like my expectations should be low based on these other two finales. But what was your episode?
Is this episode 12?
This is episode 11.
Oh, they said there's 13 episodes in Hell's Paradise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It's been announced that Hell's Paradise will have 13 in total.
All right.
And this was 6 days ago. And you said that was 11?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm like, it's no way that can be the next. That can't be the finale. Like, it's no buildup. That would be. All right, so that's good. That's good.
It was just Heavenly Delusion, then.
Yeah. And we don't got really any more shows to watch, right? Except for that.
Nah. Villain and
but Jujutsu Kaisen comes back, what, next week?
I think so, yeah. I just started looking at the movie at work a couple days ago just to kind of refresh myself on what Jujutsu Kaisen is even about. It comes back, I think it's like July 6th or something, I don't remember, but what was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week, either Hell's Paradise. I do want to say Heavenly Delusion for the shock value, but because I'm like, damn. Like you said, you were thinking about it for the rest of the day. Like, even though what happened was like pretty bad, but It's like that episode stuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it made you think. So it was a really good episode, like, in terms of that. So it's between those two. I honestly feel like it's a tie because I thought Hell's Paradise was like super dope with the animation, the fighting, and we learned what Tao was, and you know, that stuff was good. I like that.
I would
So I think it's a tie for
say,
me.
my episode of the week. See, originally when I came in here, I thought I had it all figured out. I was gonna say Demon Slayer is my episode of the week, and then moment of the week, I was gonna give the Heavenly Delusion. But after
Wait,
talking
Demon
about,
Slayer?
yeah, but after talking about Demon Slayer, I think I was kind of,
Yeah, you realize that shit was mid. Nezuko carry.
Nezuko carried that episode for sure. So my episode of the week, I would probably say, is Heavenly Delusion, and Hell's Paradise was also really good, and Vinland Saga was like okay. But Heavenly Delusion really stuck with me. I was gonna give Heavenly Delusion originally the moment of the week, just because it was that moment that stuck with me. But the whole episode was good and better
Yeah.
than Demon Slayer's whole episode. But moment of the week, I'll give to Demon Slayer for the Nezuko thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that also your moment of
Don't want to say that's my moment of the week.
I just thought you were saying yeah because that was also yours.
No. Yeah, I was saying yeah, 'cause I was like it was a good moment though. Like it definitely was a top tier moment. Only reason I wouldn't make it my moment of the week 'cause I kind of felt like that was gonna happen. It would have been, I hate saying it, if she would have died, then it really would have been my moment of the week.
I mean, yeah, like that would have given. See, Tanjiro, I feel like
He needs that.
he earned some respect for me because even though he chose ultimately to save his sister, like when she kicked him off, he didn't turn around and try to go back to her.
Right.
Like he decided, like, okay, I'm gonna lose my sister.
I feel like it was no chance for him turning back anyway. He was in the sky. She was burning up. Like, he was looking at her die from his knowledge. And he was so
Yeah.
far in the air. Like, it was no shot.
He could have tried still.
I mean,
I
yeah,
mean, if
but
that
he
was
probably
really
could,
his
like.
main priority, he could have tried still and she still could have died, but.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that.
I think he got a good scare. I think, okay, in respect, because I think if she would have really died, it definitely would have stuck with him more. But the fact that he thought she died and that, knowing that, and then him like having the self-reflection, like, this is the only reason I've been doing this. You know, like, should I still go on? I wish we would have got a answer. I think he would have still kept doing it. Like, if you would have said, well, you know, I gotta lock in, because that's what she would have wanted, or said something along those lines before she showed up, I think that would have been, you know, dope. But she kind of showed up and they're like, look, turn around. She's, you know, she's here. And he's like, what? So yeah. But my moment of the week, sadly, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. Because it's like, what the heck, bro? That was the moment. That was the moment of the week. Like, the
Was
way
the
I'm thinking
moment
of,
of the
like,
week. It doesn't have to
that
be,
was
it
the
could be a
moment.
negative moment,
That
but it's
was,
the
I
moment.
know, but not, what I'm saying is, like, that was the moment of the week, bro. Like, I'm
Yeah.
like, what? So I gotta give it to the Heavenly Delusion, bro.
Out of everything, two finales, one being 50 minutes, that was still like the one that I thought the most about
Yeah.
out of everything. So, yeah. And then animation of the week, I'd say Hell's
Hell's
Paradise.
Paradise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because Demon Slayer had a whole finale and they didn't show like any fighting. But anyway, literally it was him
was.
chasing him down the whole time, bro. Trying to run and cut this dude. It was no
Yeah.
combat. Like, bro, I can't. Nah, I ain't even gonna say nothing, bro. I ain't even gonna say nothing, bro.
Nah,
I'm
you
gonna
can
leave it
say
at
it.
that.
Say what you want to
I'm gonna leave it
say.
at that. Last season, we got
UFO
Tengen,
table.
Zenitsu, and
UFO table.
Inosuke. We got, bro, we had everybody scrapping. It was a full on battle. We had Tengen's wives throwing shurikens, cool knives. We had bombs, explosions, buildings blowing up. And then we get this finale. Oh, let's just chase this dude down while he's running away. Meanwhile, we got the Love Hashira fighting more than 10 dragons in a forest. And we see that for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm done. That's all I'm gonna say. I got my shit off. I got what I had to say. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah, show the New York Times Square too. The nerve to put it at.
The New York Times Square.
You didn't see that? They showed the finale on the New York. Yeah, in Times Square.
Oh, they showed that in public?
Yeah. Billboard. Live, yeah.
They showed that in public? Oh, my God. No way.
I thought you saw that.
Nah, I didn't know they did that. That's even worse. They picked the wrong season to do that with.
Oh, my goodness.
You got dudes out there like, what is this? What is on the screen? Nah, if they would have showed last season, they'd have been like, oh, snap. What is this? Like, so that's wild, bro. That's wild.
All right. What we got? We got Heavenly Illusion finale. What do you, any predictions?
Predictions? I kind of predicted. I gave mine when we talked about it, but I think that either I got two. Either the kids that go outside are going to stay outside and the people inside aren't going to die right away, but they're kind of going to get a little bit older and then die and then turn into man-eaters and then leave. And then my second prediction is that the kids that went outside aren't going to go outside right now, but they're going to come back inside, still stay inside the school for a little bit, get a little older, and then decide, hey, there's more to this, so let's try to get outside again. And then they make it out, and then you got some people that stay or whatever. But I do think there's going to be a lot of questions from the vice president and then the dude, because but they were planning something, so I think they're behind this. But I don't think they thought that was going to happen, because remember, they were like, we're going to try to get like, or do a test to the kids to like help them escape or something like that. But I don't think they meant for it to happen like this, or they didn't know this was going to happen. So I think there's going to be a lot of stuff up in the air with that.
Okay.
Oh, and hopeful thinking, Maru comes in and saves the day before the deed is done. Realistic thinking, it's probably already over. I don't know what is going to be the outcome. Is she going to talk to Maru about it, or is she going to like hold it in? Because more often than not, that's usually what happens. You know, people don't want to even talk about that situation or even, you know, tell people about stuff like that. So I think she'll start acting different. Maru will kind of know, like, you're acting weird, but not like weird in a good way, like weird in a bad way. And it might blow up, not blow up in a bad way, but like, you know, he might probe and then get it out and then pull up on Robin or something. And but we'll see.
I feel like for the kids, I think I said my prediction too. I feel like the ones on the inside will die. I feel like the ones on the outside maybe will go out and grow up. And if the future past theory is real, then maybe it'll reveal whose kids are whose. But only thing about the future past theory is the Maru twins are still inside the building. So they got to get out somehow. For that theory to hold, at least one of them needs to get out.
Yeah.
For Kiriko, I just hope that they are saved in some way. Really, I just want to see Robin get smoked. That's all I want. This is what I would want, right? I wouldn't want Maru to like unlock like his Hiroko powers or something and just like fly over like angel wings, like 20,000 meters in the sky.
What's her name could fly too? So yeah. He might unlock something like that.
Maybe. But that's probably not going to happen. But like, I just want Maru to like fatal, like Maru touch him and just like explode him. That's all I want. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for me. And I think that's all we got.
Yep. This is all we got.
Episode 32. March 23rd, 2023.
I don't want to look up. I kind of spoiled myself. Because I was like, I typed in Hell's Paradise Robin. And then I didn't see anything. But you know how the predictive search.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know, though. Because it could just be people asking questions.
Yeah.
Not because I'm pretty sure it is an influx of people saying, does Robin die? Does he die after what they seen? You know, like just wanted to know right away.
Wait, what was the question?
Oh, I was saying I typed in Heavenly Delusion Robin and then like some other stuff came up like after that text, like predictive. And then I was saying it might not be what I think it is, it might just be people typing stuff in because of what happened after last episode. Because, you know, like, if it's an influx of searches, the most popular searches are going to be what's predicted. And I'm saying, I'm pretty sure a bunch of people probably were like, does Robin die? Does Robin die? Hell's Paradise, does Robin die? You know, after the episode, because they want to know if he gets smoked or not based on what he did. So that's, like, one of the first things that pop, like, does Robin die? And stuff around that topic. Okay. When I type in Heavenly or Heavenly Delusion Robin.
Okay. Well, hopefully he does die.
Yeah.
I would be happy about that. Or he death, just become death or like torture. An overarching villain.
You want him to just die? You don't want him to be like turned into a man eater? Gruesome death?
Nah, I just want him to die.
You just want him dead.
Yeah, I just want him dead.
I feel like death is this sounds so bad, too. I feel like death, whenever somebody does something bad, I feel like death is an easy way out, bro. Even though, like, you're gone forever, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? You did something so bad, you made people suffer, and you're just gone like that. Like, yeah, you're dead. Obviously, that sucks. Like, nobody wants to die, you know, like, you're gone. But you get what I'm saying, though?
No, I know what you're saying. Like, it's, yeah, like, you want like, something more drawn out so you can really feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the retribution. But like what would it be though?
Cut that man thing off and chop his fingers off and turn him into a man eater.
But how you turn him into a man eater though?
I don't know. They gotta get some blood, inject him,
feed him to
disease.
A man eater.
Yeah, or yeah, feed him to a man eater, yeah. Cause what's his name died slow. Remember his like body was just oh man.
Wait, who are you talking about?
The kid, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And his sister, he was getting eaten, but his body wasn't, like, he was dying slowly. He didn't even die. He got half his body eaten, and then he was still alive, and then he got his brain transplanted.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I don't know how they would do that. They would have to be able to put a man-eater in, like, a controlled cage or something, and then, you know, feed him to it.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely do think he deserves punishment. Death should be there, but I think it should be. It shouldn't just be instantaneous. I don't feel like that's fair.
Yeah. F Rob. All my homies hate Rob. Someone made that meme on Twitter. I saw that. You know that meme with that? It's a bunch of dudes, and they're like,
yeah,
so and so. All my homies
hate Rob.
They did it with Robin. That was funny. But, yeah. That's it for me. Kind of sad to see all these shows go. We only got two shows to watch this week.
Yeah. But we got Jujutsu Kaisen coming back, which is, you know, with his hype. We still got, what, two more weeks of Hell's Paradise, which would be pretty good. And we got the one anime, I forgot the name of it, coming back as well.
Malevolent?
Yeah, Malevolent. You know what's crazy? It's low-key a fake Jujutsu Kaisen.
Wait, why do you say that?
Because they both have, like, demons. Well, in Malevolent, it's not really demons, it's spirits. But you have bad spirits and good spirits. And then in Jujutsu Kaisen, you got demons who are... You got bad demons. And I actually think you do have some good demons, or...
Well, yeah, the families.
Like... Yeah, yeah. And they use, No, I'm talking about in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh yeah.
Because
well,
you got
are
some.
They good curses?
I don't know if there's necessarily good curses, but they use curses themselves. Like
yeah.
All of the animals that what's his name uses are curses.
Have you seen the movie?
I watched some of the movie. I didn't finish it. I kind of got bored of it because I felt like I knew what was happening. But I found out, I'm not going to say nothing because you haven't watched it yet. Because I'll just say this. I thought that dude, the main character of the movie, I thought that was happening like way in the past.
Okay.
When in reality, he's a third year who's just away on leave.
Okay.
So he's the same age as like the older people that they were training with. I thought he was like a completely different dude, like one of his first students or something, like in the past.
Like 10 years ago or something?
Yeah, like Gojo's. I didn't watch the whole movie, so I thought he ended up dying in the end. Like that was one of Gojo's first students and he dies or something, but that's not the case.
I figured that it wasn't that long ago just because the other characters, like the talking, the guy that doesn't talk, and the panda and
oh, they show
the girl.
Up. I didn't get that far.
Oh, you
I didn't
get
that far?
That far? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see him. Yeah, I didn't see him.
That's what gave me like the time frame. Like they didn't really look that much younger than they do in the regular.
Yeah. Like I'm still, I think I'm only like 20 minutes. I was like 20 or 30 minutes in.
Okay.
I'm just like, bro, this shit.
I'm like
more.
40 minutes.
So yeah.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go watch it. Definitely because like, you know, it's a part of the show. It gets back, you know, background. It's not like just one of those movies that don't have any, you know, like the Dragon Ball Z movies, they don't mean anything. Not really the newer ones, because the newer ones, yeah, the newer ones follow the canon now, but the older ones, like the Broly, Bio Broly, you know what I'm saying? Like those ones, Janemba, Fusion Reborn, you know, like those characters don't really exist in the show, but they're movie characters, or Bojack. It's low-key crazy how many movies Dragon Ball Z has, now that I think about it.
Dragon Ball has like, a lot of movies.
They have a lot of movies.
A lot
they
of
got like three Broly movies, not even counting the new one.
They got like Cooler, Return of
yeah,
Cooler.
Yeah, Cooler, Return of Cooler, Harutagarn.
Which
I think that's like
that?
The one with the giant yellow bug-looking monster and the dude with the sword with the orange mohawk.
Yeah, I know you're talking. Okay.
And then they got Janemba. They got Broly, Bio Broly.
And then they got
the Slug movie with the false Super Saiyan.
And they got the Frieza movie.
Yeah.
And then the new Broly movie.
The new Broly
and
movie,
then the
superhero
Return
movie.
Of the God.
Yeah, Return of the God, Battle of the Gods.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got hella movies. Dragon Ball Z racking in that cake, man, that dough. They say we gonna get all the money we can.
So And I like I think they haven't missed, like, on the new movies.
Yeah, on the movie? All their movies are really good, yeah. All their movies are good.
I haven't seen Superhero yet, though.
But Superhero was good, too. You can watch it on that website I gave you.
Yeah. I just gotta sit down and watch it. But they haven't
missed. Support animators. Get Crunchyroll and Funimation.
Yeah. Subscribe. Pay the premium.
Yeah, the website I'm talking about is Crunchyroll. It's on Crunchyroll, by the way. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna end the recording.
Okay. You know, I.